Yeah. Talk about a pasuk in Tehillim. It's in Perek Samech Gimel. The last pasuk. Sorry, Samech Bey is the last pasuk. Olcha Adashem Ki Atate Shalem Leish Kemaasei. To you, Hashem has chesed. How does chesed portray itself? Ki ato tishalem le'ish k'ma'aseh. You will pay each person k'ma'aseh according to his deeds. This chesed, Hashem does chesed by paying each person k'ma'aseh. Rishonim get what they deserve, and the tzaddikim get what they deserve. Fortunately, it's talking about the day of judgment, Yom HaDin. And it says, "L'cha Hashem chesed ki ato tishalom le'ish k'ma'aseh." That's judgment. That's not chesed. Get what you deserve. Okay, well, Mitzvah, we'll get back to this pasuk. Vayikach Korach. Rashi says, Vayikach Korach, Lokach es atzmon. He took himself. The Targum says, Mispaleg, he separated. He had an entire agenda, revolution. Overthrow the government is a coup. The Sfarim tell us that a litmus test to know whether a person is doing the Avodas Hashem out of love, to give nachas ruach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time, nearly every time, it says in the Chumash, reach nichloach, a beautiful scent. Reach nichloach Hashem when it comes to korban. Rashi says, losais nachas ruach. Hashem gets nachas. Say to our children, give me nachas. Hashem gets nachas when we do and mekayim what he says. And the Masil Shisharim, as a chelik, he talks about doing mitzvahs that you're just commanded to do, or doing mitzvahs to give nachas ruach. Because even if you're not commanded to do it, but will that give Hashem nachas? If it's not a commandment, like we always speak about, Simen,
oh.
Reish Lamed Aleph. The whole Simen Reish Lamed Aleph is all about Nachas Ruach. We can't list off and enumerate the millions of mitzvahs you could do, especially in Divrei Rishus. Nachas Ruach. There's another way to tell Nachas Ruach. Is he doing it because of the mitzvah? Is he doing it to give him? Is. Let's take the Malachim, for instance. Kulam makabel maleim ol malchus shemayim zeh mizeh. You have thousands and thousands of malachim. The Mekabbalah Malchushimayim. The Noisnim Rishos Zel Azel Lahakdin Shiyotzim. What goes on right before? Myriads and myriads of malachim of makabel lo malchus shemayim. V'nosnim rishus zeh lo zeh. They say, you go ahead and start it. And the other mile says, no, you go ahead and start it. There's a whole tumult. Who's going to start it off? Who's going to get the omit to daven? To say the tehillas? Who's going to be the chazan? A tumult. What's the tumult? Nosnim rishus zeh lazeh. You got the better voice, you go. You know the niguna better, you go. That's how it works in Shemayim. Nosnim rishus zeh lazeh. Sometimes on earth, it's just the opposite. Hey, I want a daven. Don't even ask, I just go up. The opposite of nothing is shows zealous. They used to joke around and say, you know, Talocha says that when someone comes up to you, the Gabbai, the Shamash, they ask you to daven, he's supposed to refuse. He asks you a second time, you say, well, you don't got anybody else. And the third time, then you could go. As if you're reluctant to do it. Like the malachim, you and someone else, a better voice. To tell the story of the person, Gabbai said, when you wanted, you were down with Moses, he says, no. Gabbai turns around and goes to somebody else, says, hey, wait, you didn't ask me a second time, the third time. That's not the attitude that we have to have. We have to have the attitude of noisnim b'shus elazeh. Why? Because they understand. They don't have a yetzer hamos. They know what's the tachlis. The tachlis is that Hashem has to be praised. It's not about me. It's about Hashem has to be praised. Whoever could do the better job. I don't let him do it. Well, if it's about me, then I want to do it. Well, Hashem have the best praise from you. Who cares? I want to do it. That's my ego talk. You're not don't want to give and oh somebody shows all of that. The person should feel I'm really inadequate to do it. That's part of the anava and part of the humility. So that's a big difference. Someone who's giving nachas ruach, he wants to please Hashem. Not to massage his ego. He wants to please Hashem. His tachlis is, I want Hashem to get covered. I want Hashem that we should spread out his malchus in the world. So he's always noslim v'shus elazeh. It doesn't bother me that someone could be bigger than me and someone could be smaller than me. It don't make a difference. If he could do the job better, then let him do the job. Vayikach Korach. Korach takes himself. He doesn't even wait for the chazan to come and ask him. But Yikach Korach, he takes himself. He wants to do it himself. He feels he deserves the kavod. To be aggressive like that, it shows that he's not doing it for nachas ruach tashem. That's a litmus test. It's an indicator. If people are appointed by Hashem, Hashem says, I want them to do. whatever the Nachas Ruach is, obviously Hashem tells Aaron and Moshe to be in charge. You be the Kohen, you take care of it. What do you say? Well, if I could do a better job. The child is always, where is Hashem going to get more Nachas? Rashi says, always Reach Nichoyach means I get Nachas because you did what I commanded you to do. That's the Nachas, what I commanded you to do. Obviously, Korach's agenda is not about giving Nachas. It's about taking himself. Vayikach Korach. Tzaddik in the Rashi. Rashi says a very ridiculous thing. It's in Pasuk Zayin in the Parsha. Korach shepikeach hayu. Korach was a very perceptive and intelligent person. Mara ol shtuze. What kind of a nut job did he need to do such a shtus to make such a rebellion? Where did he get that from? Chazal are asking, where did he get that from to make such a rebellion? Lachlok al Moshe. And the Medrash and Bamidbar says Amru Chachamim Korach Chacham Gadol. He was a Chacham Gadol. Umito Anei Aroin. He was from the carriers of the Aron HaKodesh. He carried the Aron HaKodesh with the Luchas. What are they adding on that? No, so he carried the Luchas. He carried the oven. I was all saying, what a shtus, what a shtus. And he was from the carriers of the Aron. What does that mean? You can't be a shayla. The rule of chitlis goes in the head and makes it stupid. So the Gemara Sukta tells us, Lamed Hey, you know what part of the miracle of the Aron was? That it carried those who carried it. The Noisei Aron really didn't carry the Aron. It carried them. They just held on. And Hashem took them for a ride. The whole riot. Because how did they cross the Yarden? Remember the story how they crossed the Yarden when they came into Eretz Yisrael? To the Hanum. They stood by the edge of the Yarden. They put their feet in, and the water stopped and started piling up. When everyone finished, they stepped back on the shore. How are they going to cross? They held on to the Aron, and it took them across. The Aron was nice, nicer. The Aron was nice, nicer. It carried them. Those who carried it, it carried them. They hang on to the bottom, the poles. So if you know, those who carry the Aron have a pretty clear picture that, you know what? You really don't do anything. It looks like the whole day you're running around doing this and doing that and taking care of that. All you have to do is just carry a door, and you see, you're not carrying anything. Hashem's doing the whole thing for you. The Aron is the binyan of, if you carried it, you'll see that as Hashem's koyach. Right, but you got muscles, you work out, you can pick up things. Without Hashem wanting you to pick up, you couldn't pick up anything anyway. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't even breathe. On every neshima, you have to praise Hashem. There's no wind-up dollar with a mechanical. You just breathe and breathe until it runs out. Well, every second you have to thank Hashem for the breath you're taking. I'll call neshima and neshima. You have to thank Hashem. It's not automatic. When it comes to mitzvahs, it's not automatic. You put a mezuzah on you. Who gave you the wood to build the house? Hashem. Shahakol niyabit. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything. So what do you do? Pidyon haben on a bechor, did a bris milah, who gave you the kid? So what are you doing? You do something? You want it down for the yomit? You think you do something? Hashem's giving you kodesh down for the yomit. That should cause humility. So pshat ha-malachim understand that. Nos nevisho zel ha-zel ha-kdi jesuan. We're not wanting to do it. Hashem's giving kodesh. Whether I do it or someone else does it. Who are you fooling? It's Hashem's kodesh. The main thing is Nachas Ruach. Give him the Nachas Ruach. It's not about you. It's about the mitzvah that it should be done because it brings Nachas Ruach to Hashem. What kinna? Jealousy. That's the taina of the Chazal. What a shtus. You're the one who carries the urine and you have a shtus to say, oh, I want to do it. I'm going to do something. I'm going to take over. I'm going to. I'm you're nothing. You see, you do nothing. Get a toy in AR and nothing. That's a shtus. That's what Zal mean. When you see that everything's miraculous and everything's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, how do you go ahead and do something? You're going to do it. You're running to do it. You're jealous of someone else. No one does anything unless Hashem wants it. He won the lottery because Hashem wanted him to win the lottery. He didn't want you to win the lottery. Because Hashem knows if you win the lottery, you're going to become a bum. The guy is already a bum. Listen to the pasuk. Uluchad Hashem Chesed. Hashem, you have Chesed. Why do you have Chesed, Hashem? Ki ato teshalom liish kama'aseinu. Because you pay. We pay and give rewards or punishment, ish kama'aseinu. According to his ma'ase, good or bad. There's another pshat. The fact that you pay Adam for anything is a matana. It's not your mice. You daven this morning, shkoyach. Put on tefillin, did tzitzis. Wow. Now, what kavana that I had. Oh, that I have kavana today. You know? It's Hashem. Without Hashem, you couldn't do anything. You wouldn't even have tefillin. If you didn't create animals, you wouldn't have tefillin. Go figure how to do tefillin without animals. Tell you, mezuzah, kiss the mezuzah. What's that made out of? Who gave you the stuff to make it? Who gave you the house? Who gave you anything? Who gave you anything? That's the chesed of Hashem. He counts it kema'asehu, as if you did it. The chesed of Hashem is, I really did it. Without me, you would have nothing. So how much percentage should I give you for your hishtadlus? That's all you got is a shtadlus. It's an effort you put in. But it's me. Every second I'm sustaining the world. But that's the chesed. Hashem's chesed is the hamashalem ish kema'asehu, as if you yourself did it. And that's how the sechar is based. That's the chesed. It's considered your little shtadlus. As if you did it. With my siyata d'shmaya. You conquered the Yetzer Hara? Great. You had to have Yerush Shemayim to do that. But Gemara says, Ilah Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo Yisrael, lo Hoya Yochalo. If Hashem wouldn't help you with siyata d'shmaya, you couldn't defeat the Yetzer Hara. So the emes is really Hashem is defeating the Yetzer Hara. Without Hashem, you couldn't do it. So maybe he should get a percentage of your schar. No, kema'aseihu, as if you defeated the Yetzer yourself. All I wanted was the effort. All I wanted was to make you a shtadlus. I consider as if you did the whole thing. That's tremendous chesed. It's the Be'er Rebbe. Had that the average bachur in the shir, so a bachur would ask the kasha. It's called a klutz kasha. You know what a klutz kasha is? Not a smart kasha. This, oh, your uncle Gavaldik. Let me explain to the class what you're asking, and he'd make such a deep kasha out of it. Oh yeah, that's pretty. Your uncle, you were great. I was thinking nowhere near the pshat. He didn't want to look like a fool. He explained to him, let me explain the kasha to you. That's Kama say. That's if you did it. You asked the kasha. You didn't really ask the kasha. That's what Hashem does too. It's Kama say. I'll help you out. Kama say. So if we understood what it means to give nachas ruach, it is. Because if you know it's Hashem's ma'aseh anyway, so. What are you hopping? Come on. No, say Aaron. You know it's not you. You crossed the yard and it's not you. Couldn't do it on your own. You couldn't do anything. Just hold on tight so you don't fall off. That's what your job was. That's your hishtadlus. To make believe you're picking it up and then, ooh, up in the air. Then you might start serving Hashem, give nachas ruach. Because your ma'asim are Hashem. Whatever ma'asim you'll do, it has you need Hashem's help. Ha'meichim inside the gova, zokei kufufim, pokei achivim, mal bisharumim. This is Hashem who's doing all this in the morning. You stand up, that's Hashem who's doing it. Got to get that straight in the morning before you start doing anything. It's Hashem. Hamachzir He gives you back your neshama. It's Hashem's body. Look what he does for you. You get to that point in realizing, then you have a different relation with Hashem. The Iker is that Hashem should be praised. The Iker is that he should get nachas. I should do things that are not even mitzvahs. Because it's not about the mitzvahs, because even the mitzvahs I don't do. I need Hashem to do all the mitzvahs. As soon as you think, the Nefesh HaChaim writes, as soon as you think to do a mitzvah, it's already kitchanu. There's the Kedusha coming down on you, so you should be able to be matzliach to finish the mitzvah. That's how Rucham Lashon learns. Asher kitchanu, as soon as I'm ready to do the mitzvah, going to do the mitzvah, right away, Mishmaim, they send the Kedusha. Now, to help you finish the mitzvah. It's a different type of a yid. Something you have to strive for. Don't be a vayikach cherech. Like, oh, I'm really accomplishing things and therefore I think I'm the best guy for the job. Very nice that you think so. But you're not. You have to be mavatel for the best person because it's about Hashem, it's not about you. Make Hashem big and great. Glorify him. Huh? Be part of the group. All Yisrael are one anyway. What's the difference if the head does it, the hand does it, accomplish it? It's accomplished. Whoever can do the better job should do it. That makes a big hit.